As violence once again escalates between Israel and Palestinians here in New York, home to more than a million Jews, many families are reflecting on the cost to both sides. WNYC's Mirella Ivorak has more.
A familiar scene unfolded in front of the Israeli consulate this week. A protest, with the supporters of Israel on one side and Palestinians on the other. This latest conflict began with the kidnapping and murders of three Israeli boys, and then an apparent revenge killing of a 16-year-old Palestinian boy by Jewish extremists. More than 100 Palestinians have been killed as Israeli airstrikes try to bring a halt to rocket fire from the Gaza Strip. And across dinner tables and in synagogues here in New York, these latest events have sparked another round of emotional conversations.
The sense of moral pain that people felt.
Andy Bachman of the Reform Beth Elohim congregation in Park Slope says his community has mourned the death of the Israeli teenagers and engaged in a lot of internal reflection about who is to blame for the death of the Palestinian teen.
What ultimately became among people in conversations was a kind of internal questioning and a crisis point about how to take responsibility for these kinds of really egregious acts of ultranationalism.
Bachman says his role and that of other religious leaders is to counsel understanding.
Our job is to create peace. Our job is to create justice. So that's one very important practical thing that we can do, which is to speak those words of moderation, to demonstrate those acts of moderation.
Children also struggle with these painful topics. Miriam Wallach, a general manager of an online Jewish radio network, says she has discussed recent events with her six boys and girls.
There's a lot of explaining, but there aren't always answers.
Wallach says she's a strong supporter of Israel and its leaders. But in conversations with her kids, she has emphasized one thing.
We don't hate people. And it's very important to us to make sure that when we speak to our kids, that it's done without that word. So that we are raising a generation of children who can appreciate the importance of the land of Israel and how it is meant to be for the Jewish people without denigrating another society.
That conversation has been more difficult to start in some communities. Brent Spodek is a rabbi at the Beacon Hebrew Alliance, a progressive synagogue in upstate Beacon.
It's so painful, it's so discouraging, it's so upsetting that people don't want to talk about it.
Rabbi Spodek says he talks to his community about the importance of listening to the Palestinian interpretation of events.
The context that people are operating in matters. And helping people in my community just understand the context of what it is to live life in Israel with rockets falling down all the time, what it is to live life in the West Bank and Gaza under military occupation, it makes the narrative, it makes the conversation more nuanced and hopefully more true and more functional.
This conversation is bound to continue as no ceasefire is in sight. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ivorak.